latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are the day's headlines for Manchester United, and Jose Mourinho praised Bristol City but also says they had luck on their side after knocking Manchester United out of the Carabao Cup. Joe Bryan gave the home side a 51st minute lead, but Zlatan Ibrahimovic equalised shortly afterwards. Then, just when extra time beckoned, Corey Smith was set free by Matty Taylor and smashed home the stoppage time winner. United boss Mourinho felt it was just another day at the office for some of his team, and felt the Championship side deserved their cup shock, even if it was a little bit lucky. He said they were a bit lucky, and they fought a lot to be lucky. They won the game in a moment where we have no possibilities to react, so I have to say they were a bit lucky. In the first half, we hit the post twice before they scored the first goal, but they played brilliantly. They fought like this was the game of their life, which probably it was. I think a beautiful day for football, because a team from a lower division won and getting into a semi-final. A big day for them and a big day for their supporters, so I congratulate them. I don't want that I say they were a bit lucky to be the main thing of it. The main thing of it is that they won and they fought hard for it. Moving on, Matteo Darmian is still in the dark as to whether Jose Mourinho will allow him to leave Manchester United next month. The Old Trafford fullback is a target for Juventus, with reports in Italy claiming he could now be on his way back to Turin, having left Torino for the Theatre of Dreams back in the summer of 2015. Well, Darmian has fallen down the pecking order once again, and his agents at TMP Soccer will travel to Manchester shortly to meet with Mourinho. The 28-year-old has made just 4 Premier League appearances this term. He's even seen a winger Ashley Young preferred to him on the left side of defence. Sources close to the Darmian camp insist their man will jump at any chance to go to Juventus, with fears growing of him losing his place in Italy's World Cup squad. United are hedging their bets on Darmian's immediate future, with club executives still trying to establish how successful they will be in acquiring a top-class replacement of their own next month.